It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Let the 2024 SEC Cupcake Wars begin. Welcome to the summer of 2023, and happily the Southeastern Conference slate of football games for this fall is going to begin in a little bit more than 2 months. This year will be the final season for the SEC's current West and East divisions. The 14-team league is going to expand to 16 beginning in 2024 with the addition of two Big 12 conference teams. The University of Oklahoma, who by the way refers to themselves as OU rather than UO by their fans, and the University of Texas, who is known as Texas University according to a group of former students from a certain school located in College Station, are going to jump into the SEC pool in 2024. The SEC recently released a new conference football schedule for their 16-team league beginning in 2024. Without an East or West division anymore, the conference scheduling brainiacs were put to the test. So the SEC officials met in Destin, Florida in late May to discuss how many conference football games they should play. Should the league increase the conference football schedule from the current 8 games to 9 with the addition of these two new schools? A wise gentleman by the name of Nick Saban recently opined, and believe it or not, the SEC decision makers decided to listen to him. The Southeastern Conference expansion would have made it a lot easier to go from an 8-game schedule to 9 beginning in 2024. There's a danger associated with more SEC schools taking self-inflicted lumps with this extra conference game, though. With a 9-game conference schedule, the Southeastern Conference risked losing one or more spots in a new postseason playoff to conferences playing softer schedules and maybe only 8 conference games. So more playoff spots going to the SEC would mean more money to the conference, too. Your expanded SEC will continue to play just 8 conference games beginning in 2024. If any Southeastern Conference school were to sweep through a 4-game non-conference schedule and then happen to go 5-3 within the conference, that team will be able to display a 9-3 resume for the postseason playoff evaluation. The key to a good season is going to be to schedule as many lightweight opponents as possible in your 4 games of SEC non-conference schedule. A 4-0 start is going to be a requirement due to the difficult conference schedule. The expanded SEC bakery will be searching far and wide for additional cupcakes to schedule beginning in 2024. With large stadiums and a huge network television contract, the SEC bakery is going to be paying top dollar for future cupcake purchases. Louisiana public universities like UL Monroe and Louisiana Tech University are going to rake in more cash for their programs as a result. A half-day bus trip to Baton Rouge or College Station or Austin, Texas may add a net profit to those schools of $1 million or more.
Excellent.
No one disputes that the 8-game SEC conference schedule in 2024 with Texas and OU is going to be tougher for every team with those two teams joining the conference. Any participant which could emerge from a conference record with 8-0 or 7-1 is going to be a virtual lock for the expanded college football playoffs. A team which goes 6-2 in the SEC will still have a shot at making the field as well. Practice makes perfect, and the SEC has been devouring increasingly weaker non-conference cupcakes for several years now. If you don't believe me, let's look at the schedule. In 2022, the SEC cupcake menu included these smaller division football treats: Abilene Christian, Austin Peay, Central Arkansas, Eastern Washington, East Tennessee State, Elon, Mercer, Samford, South Carolina State, Southern University, Tennessee Martin, and Youngstown State all cashed big paychecks by traveling to play an SEC football opponent in 2022 alone. So welcome to the SEC bakery, Texas and OU. Last year, Oklahoma and Texas played only 3 non-conference games, as the Big 12 Conference, which had just 10 teams, go figure, played each other during their 9-game conference schedule. And to their credit, neither of those schools, Texas or OU, scheduled an FCS or smaller division school in 2022 as a non-conference opponent. Texas played against Alabama, UL Monroe, and UT San Antonio, while Oklahoma played at Nebraska and hosted mid-majors UTEP and Kent State. Football fans in Norman, Oklahoma, and Austin, Texas are going to be asked to fork over money to watch their team play one additional cupcake opponent as part of their new 2024 SEC schedule. OU and Texas will learn from the best, the SEC, where it just means more, on how to schedule softer cupcakes to fill out their four-game non-conference schedule. The Sooners and Longhorns must get out there and compete with those other 14 SEC schools for the right to schedule the lowest quality opponents available. It's important to start your season with an unblemished 4-0 record, which is why most polls before the month of October are absolutely worthless. An 8-game SEC conference schedule is going to feature two full months of rock'em sock'em incredibly tough football games. With the expansion of the college football playoffs to 12 teams, can you tell that I'm not a big fan of that? There is a zero incentive for SEC teams to schedule any moderately tough opponents with their 4-game exhibition season. Why take any chances and slip on an unnecessary banana peel? Let's take a look at how the current SEC football opponents line up for 2024. First, the former SEC West. Let's look at LSU. The Tigers are going to host SEC newcomer Oklahoma in Death Valley in 2024. Their other three SEC home games include Alabama, Ole Miss, and Vanderbilt. LSU's four road games are at Arkansas, Florida, South Carolina, and Texas A&M. By the way, gone are former SEC West foes Auburn and Mississippi State. Alabama. Crimson Tide fans must travel to the Sooner State in order to play the new SEC rookie Oklahoma. Bama's other three road games are at LSU, Tennessee, and Vanderbilt. The Tide will be at home to host Auburn, Georgia, Missouri, and Vanderbilt. Bama against Georgia is going to be sweet, but notice that former SEC West teams like Arkansas, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, and Texas A&M are gone from Bama's schedule in 2024. Let's move on to Arkansas. The Porkers received a very lucky draw and will get a home game against former Southwest Conference rival Texas. Arky's other three home games come against LSU, Ole Miss, and Tennessee in 2024. We'll travel for games at Auburn, Mississippi State, Missouri, and Texas A&M. Auburn, the War Eagles, will host newcomer Oklahoma in Jordan-Hare Stadium in 2024. Their other home games include Arkansas, Texas A&M, and Vanderbilt. Auburn hits the road for games at Alabama, Georgia, Kentucky, and Missouri. By the way, it's really odd that Auburn will not play either team from Mississippi in 2024, Ole Miss or Mississippi State. Speaking of Mississippi State, the Bulldogs will venture to Austin, Texas to play the Longhorns in 2024. Other road trip games for Mississippi State will be at Georgia, at Tennessee, and of course, Ole Miss in the Egg Bowl. Stark Vegas will host games against Arkansas, Florida, Missouri, and Texas A&M. Ole Miss. The Grove will welcome fans from Sooner Nation as OU travels to play at Ole Miss. Other 2024 home games for the Rebels include Georgia, Kentucky, and Mississippi State. SEC road games for Ole Miss include Arkansas, Florida, LSU, and South Carolina. For Ole Miss, you might notice that there is not a game scheduled against their longtime rival and next-door neighbor, Alabama. Finishing out the former SEC West teams is Texas A&M, and at long last, the Aggie fans are going to get the chance to host their eternal arch-rival Texas at Kyle Field in 2024. Texas A&M is going to have other home games against Arkansas, LSU, and Missouri. The Aggies will take to the road to play at Auburn, Florida, Mississippi State, and South Carolina. Now let's go look at the SEC East. They're going to feature games with the two new SEC entrants, Texas and OU, as well. So let's review their football schedules for 2024. First, Florida. The Gators roll into Austin, Texas for a meeting with newcomer Texas. Other road games for the Gators include Mississippi State and, of course, rival Georgia at Jacksonville. Home games for Florida in 2024 will be against Kentucky, LSU, Ole Miss, and Texas A&M. In case you didn't notice, Florida will be playing four, count them, four games against teams formerly in the SEC West. What did they do to deserve that? Georgia. Like Florida, Bulldog Nation is going to have to load up their kennels for a road game at Texas in Austin in 2024. Other road trips take UGA to Alabama, Kentucky, and Ole Miss. The home games for Georgia in Athens will include Auburn, Mississippi State, Tennessee, and of course their annual game versus Florida to be held in Jacksonville. Georgia's schedule only has three of their former SEC East opponents. Next, Kentucky. Make it three SEC East teams going to Austin, Texas in 2024. The Big Blue tailgate parties also take place at Florida, Ole Miss, and Tennessee. Home games for Kentucky include Auburn, Georgia, South Carolina, and Vanderbilt. Next, Missouri. Home games in 2024 will include a visit from nearby Oklahoma. Other Mizzou home games in 24 will include games against Arkansas, Auburn, and Vanderbilt. Missouri then hits the road with games at Alabama, Mississippi State, South Carolina, and Texas A&M. By the way, Mizzou is only playing two of its former SEC rivals in 2024. Next, South Carolina. The Gamecocks fans will travel to Norman to play the new guys, Oklahoma. Other road games will be played at Alabama, Kentucky, and Vanderbilt. Now, Carolina's home schedule in 2024 features LSU, Ole Miss, Missouri, and Texas A&M. You might note, the Gamecocks will play just three teams from the former SEC East in 2024. Next is Tennessee. Like South Carolina, Volunteer fans will be bringing their tailgating to OU to play the Sooners. Other road trips for the Big Orange include games at Arkansas, Georgia, and Vanderbilt. Home games for Tennessee in 2024 will be Alabama, Florida, Kentucky, and Mississippi State. And finally, Vanderbilt. The Texas Longhorns are going to visit Music City to play Vandy in 2024. The other home games for Vandy include Alabama, South Carolina, and Tennessee. The Commodores, the football team, not the musical group, will tour at Auburn, Kentucky, LSU, and Missouri. Now here are the two SEC newcomers' schedules. First, Oklahoma. Home games will come against Alabama, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas at Dallas. And load up that Boomer Schooner for road games at Auburn, LSU, Missouri, and Ole Miss. And note to the Sooner Nation, you better prepare yourself for your first visit to Baton Rouge and LSU's friendly Tiger Stadium. You've been warned. Also, Texas. Longhorn home games in 2024 will come against Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, and Mississippi State. The rookie season road trips for the Longhorns include visits to Arkansas, Texas A&M, Vanderbilt, and Oklahoma at Dallas. The Longhorns, to me, seem to have gotten the easier draw of those two new teams in 2024. So there you go. In 2024, there'll be 16 teams in the SEC. Until there are 18 or 20 soon, that is. I'm Swamp Swami.